Hello.
Candice Warner, you've got Mark and Caroline. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, Candice, this is a really serious test.
Well, straight to the punch here.
All right.
Do you remember meeting us?
Do I remember meeting you guys?
Yeah.
It would have been a very, very long time ago.
Yes, it was when you lived on the Sunshine Coast, when you were still competing.
Yes.
And you lived and trained
yes.
here. And we did an OB for the start of Uber. Uber paid us to do an OB, and we were broadcasting from the top of Alex, and I think Uber paid you to come to our OB.
Wow. Oh, you've got a very good memory.
Yeah.
That would have had to have been about 15 years ago.
Yes, I think so.
And yeah. I just said to Caroline, I don't think Uber gave me enough food that morning. That's why I don't remember it.
He doesn't remember.
And I'm so sorry that I don't remember it.
What about how good you guys are going that you're still in the industry after all these many years?
Mate, they can't
well
get
done
rid of us.
You guys.
We keep turning up and no one else does.
No,
so, you know,
go, Candice.
What are you going to do?
Hey, so everyone was bawling their eyes out when you left the jungle. Were you amazed that people were just so distressed that you? I mean, Michelle looked like she was going to come with you.
I wish she did, but look, I know people watch the show and probably think, how can they get so close after such a short amount of time? But we do. We really open up to one another on this show. We are with each other 24/7, with the highs, the lows. We cry together. We laugh together. So we form some really strong bonds in the jungle. And, you know, I loved getting to know Michelle and everyone else in there. And, you know, I didn't get to see all that. So I hope they're okay. I hope they didn't cry too much. But I think they're probably thinking, yay, more rice and beans for us.
Yeah. And they move on pretty quick, Candice.
Yeah, they do.
You know what these showbiz types are like, you know.
That's right. Once the cameras stop, they're like, yeah, wipe those tears
Absolutely.
Away.
Yeah,
bring
totally.
On the next eviction.
I think I saw one of them going, you know what, I can do that better.
Yeah, I can cry more.
Give me another chance.
Yeah. Hey, Candice, something we were all laughing at the other day is when we heard the news that you're actually in charge of the household budget and you give your hubby Dave an allowance, okay?
Mark wants to know how much he gets.
I want to know.
Let me tell you, it's very healthy. I'm not that tight. But if I gave him free rein, he would probably buy 10 racehorses a month. And that's not good for anyone.
That's great.
So let's just leave it at that. But he's very happy and doesn't go without.
Let's speak broadly then. All right, let's just say that he brings home 100 bananas.
Yes.
How many bananas does Dave get to eat?
In
a week.
He can have five or six bananas.
Five or six bananas. Oh, that's all right.
See, now we have a percentage.
We've got three kids.
Kids are
expensive.
Five or six bananas is enough.
I've got to say, Candice, I'd love to be in the position where I was stupid income money, but someone else was looking after it that I trusted, and I just got an amount that I could go and be stupid with. I actually think Dave's in an incredibly good position.
Exactly right.
He's got no stress. He does not have to worry about a thing. As long as that card works when he's away on tour and he can pay for his round of golf or
Hilarious.
A bottle of wine or
so
whatever.
Good.
Or some adjustment for a racehorse he hasn't told you about.
That's right.
Yes.
Hey, that wasn't his racehorse at Warwick Farm train station the other day he just bought, was it? No? Anyway, look, we'll forget that.
Probably was. He'd keep it a secret until I get the bill.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. He's normal. And who's going to win?
Oh, it keeps changing. I think Callum.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, because he's charming.
Wow.
It's all charm. All Welsh charm.
He's charming. He's funny. He's, you know, he's the package.
I loved one of the really early episodes where he goes, I like making up words. And he goes, like, if I'm making up something, it's a lie. I call it a myth. I just call it a myth. And everyone's like,
oh, he's just.
That's actually
honestly,
a word.
That's a word. That's already
exactly.
a word, buddy.
The stuff that comes out of his mouth. You go,
what?
He's making this up.
Surely
this guy is not for real. But he is. He's dead set serious. And but that's what makes him so endearing.
Well, Candice, thank you so much for your time in the jungle. And look, just being you, well done. You're wonderful. And, we are very happy we've got a chance to chat to you.
And can Mark and I have six or seven bananas
thank
too,
you.
Please?
If Dave's got any spare
bananas.
Why
not?
send his bananas our way, okay?
Yeah, you can share one each.